Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and their Masechet Avodah Zarah Dav Ayin Beis, the fifth parak Asor Ches HaPoel. The Zichu Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, once a man told someone, Im zabeinu nala ha'ara, lachem zabeinu nala. If I ever sell this field, I'll sell it to you, and made a kinyan on this guarantee. Later, he sold it to someone else. Rav Yosef said, Kanakama, the first one acquires the field because of their agreement. Abai objected, Pasak, but he didn't set a price for the sale, so the guarantee isn't effective, meaning the buyer was not fully committed since the seller can ask an exorbitant price. This argument is supported by a brisa teaching that a buyer does not acquire merchandise measured and placed in his chatzer if a price was not set. In another incident, a man told someone, if I ever sell this field, mizabeinu lach b'me'azuzi, I will sell it to you for 100 mana. Later, he sold it to someone else for 120 mana, and Rav Kahana said the first one acquires it since the price was set. However, Rav Yaakov Nahar Pakod objected, Hayzuzi anzuhu. The additional Zuzi forced this man to sell his field, meaning he only committed to sell it to the first person if he would decide to sell it for its value. Here, he only agreed to sell it because of the high price he was offered. The halacha follows this opinion. Point number two, a Mishnah teaches that Nitzok, a mid-air stream of liquid, Ketapres, liquid running down a slope, and Mashkatopeach, liquid sufficient to moisten that which touches it, are not considered a connection between two liquids regarding Tuma, meaning a tummy person touching the liquid in the lower container would not be Matame liquid in the upper container, nor for Tahara, meaning an upper mikvah containing less than 40 saw does not become valid via the connection to a lower valid mikvah. Ravuna taught that Nitzok v'Ketapres u'Mashka Topeach are considered a chibur, a connection regarding Yain Nesach. Therefore, if one pours wine into Yain Nesach, even the wine in the upper container is prohibited as Yain Nesach. Several attempts to prove this ruling are deflected. Later, the Gemara reports that Rav Chisa advised Jewish wine sellers to purify idolaters and spurts to avoid prohibiting their own wine because he held Nitzok chibur regarding Yain Nesach. And point number three, the Gemara attempts to prove that Nitzok is a chibur from a brisa, which states that if one pours wine from a barrel into a wine pit, kiluch ayord misfas chavis lamata aser, the flow descending from the barrel's edge and downward is forbidden. This proves that the mid-air stream is connected to the pit below, which contains the Ayin Nesach. Rav Sheshet's answer that brisa is ba'ob kochavim ha'ara da'as mekocho, with an idolater who is pouring the wine because it is moving through the Akum's force, which prohibits the wine, not because of Yain Nesach in the pit. The Gemara said, if so, the wine in the barrel should also be prohibited, since that wine was also moved by the Akum. It answers, koch to'ob kochavim medurabban hu da'asir. Wine moved by an Akum's force is prohibited only rabbinically. How did nafik levrai gazru be rabban? Therefore, regarding wine which went outside the barrel, the rabbis decreed to prohibit it. How did gavai gazru be rabban? But regarding that which remained inside the barrel, the rabbis did not decree to prohibit it. So once again, the three points are, number one, once a man told someone, Im zabeinu nala ha'ara, lach mizabeinu nala. If I ever sell this field, I'll sell it to you, and made a kinyan on the guarantee. Later, he sold it to someone else. Rav Yosef said, Kanakama, the first one acquires the field because of their agreement. Abai objected, Bahalo pasak, but he didn't set a price for the sale, so the guarantee isn't effective, meaning the buyer was not fully committed since the seller can ask an exorbitant price. This argument is supported by a brisa teaching that a buyer does not acquire merchandise measured and placed in his chatzer if a price was not set. In another incident, a man told someone, if I ever sell this field, mizabeinu lach b'me'azuzi, I will sell it to you for 100 mana. Later, he sold it to someone else for 120 mana, and Rav Kahana said the first one acquires it since the price was set. However, Rav Yaakov Nahar Pakod objected, Hayzuzi anzuhu. The additional Zuzi forced this man to sell his field, meaning he only committed to sell it to the first person if he would decide to sell it for its value. Here, he only agreed to sell it because of the high price he was offered. The halacha follows this opinion. Point number two, a Mishnah teaches that Nitzok, a mid-air stream of liquid, Ketapres, liquid running down a slope, and Mashkatopeach, liquid sufficient to moisten that which touches it, are not considered a connection between two liquids regarding Tuma, meaning a tummy person touching the liquid in the lower container would not be Matame liquid in the upper container, nor for Tahara, meaning an upper mikvah containing less than 40 saw does not become valid via the connection to a lower valid mikvah. Ravuna taught that Nitzok v'Ketapres u'Mashka Topeach are considered a chibur, a connection regarding Yain Nesach. Therefore, if one pours wine into Yain Nesach, even the wine in the upper container is prohibited as Yain Nesach. Several attempts to prove this ruling are deflected. Later, the Gemara reports that Rav Chisda advised Jewish wine sellers to pour for idolaters and spurts to avoid prohibiting their own wine because he held Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach. And point number three, the Gemara attempts to prove that Nitzok is a Chibur from a Braisa, which states that if one pours wine from a barrel into a wine pit, Kiluch Ayord Misfas Chavis Lamata Aser, the flow descending from the barrel's edge and downward is forbidden. This proves that the mid-air stream is connected to the pit below, which contains the Ayin Nesach. Rav Sheshet's answer that Braisa is Ba'ob Kochavim Ma'ara Da'as Mekocho, with an idolater who is pouring the wine because it is moving through the Akum's force, which prohibits the wine, not because of Yain Nesach in the pit. The Gemara said, if so, the wine in the barrel should also be prohibited, since that wine was also moved by the Akum. It answers, wine moved by an Akum's force is prohibited only rabbinically. Therefore, regarding wine which went outside the barrel, the rabbis decreed to prohibit it. But regarding that which remained inside the barrel, the rabbis did not decree to prohibit it. All right, so now we go to our siman daf ayin beis, and this siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester. He suggested that ayin beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, had his Jewish employee pour wine for idolaters and spurts because he held Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach, but failed to stop his non-Jewish employee from pouring wine from a barrel into a wine pit where the flow descending from the barrel's edge and downward became forbidden due to the employee's koach. Once again, slow motion. The caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, that must be on daf ayin beis, thick piece of cake. The caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, which reminds us, once a man told someone, if I ever sell this field, I'll sell it to you, and made a kinyan on this guarantee. Later, he sold it to someone else. Rav Yosef said, kana kama, the first one acquires the field because of their agreement. Abai objected, but he didn't set a price for the sale, so the guarantee isn't effective, meaning the buyer was not fully committed since the seller can ask an exorbitant price. So the caterer who told his customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, had his Jewish employee pour wine for idolaters and spurts, because he held Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach, which reminds us, Rav Chisda advised Jewish wine sellers to pour for idolaters and spurts to avoid prohibiting their own wine, because he held Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach. So, the caterer who told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, had his Jewish employee pour wine for idolaters and spurts because he held Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach, but failed to stop his non-Jewish employee from pouring wine from a barrel into a wine pit where the flow descending from the barrel's edge and downward became forbidden due to the employee's koach, which reminds us, wine poured with the koach of an akum only prohibits what comes out of the barrel. Since wine moved by an akum's force is prohibited only rabbinically, wine which went outside the barrel, the rabbis decreed to prohibit. But regarding that which remained inside the barrel, the rabbis did not decree to prohibit it. So once again, the caterer who had told the customer that if I ever sell this delicious cake, I'll sell it to you, and then sold it to someone else, had his Jewish employee pour wine for idolaters and spurts because he held Nitzok Chibur regarding Yain Nesach, but failed to stop his non-Jewish employee from pouring wine from a barrel into a wine pit where the flow descending from the barrel's edge and downward became forbidden due to the employee's koach. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Samaches. So the simon Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. At the Nosen Tam of Gum Carnival, Harun the Sukkah was Schach. Sukkah was Schach? That must be on Daf Samaches. At the Nosen Tam of Gum Carnival, Harun the Sukkah with Schach, dripping with Asur vinegar, the kids were having a blast, watching Isur drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was Mashpiach and then Pogame, the food's flavor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Nosen Tam of Gum is by Hishpiach Ubaso Pagam or by Pagam Yikara. So, at the Nosen Tam of Gum Carnival, held in the Sukkah with Schach, dripping with Asur vinegar, the kids were having a blast watching Isur drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was Mashpiach and then Pogame, the food's flavor, and watching dough rise from leaven of Truma and Chulin together, which reminds the Braisa taught that if Truma, leaven, and Chulin fell simultaneously into a dough, and first leavened it and then ruined it, the Rabban prohibit the dough because the prohibited leaven caused the dough to be leavened faster than it would have with only the Chulin leaven. Rabbi Shimon permits the dough because although it was first improved, the permitted and prohibited leavens improved it together. Rabbi Shimon is following his view that afilu isur v'isur namigol mitzarfei, even one prohibition and another prohibition do not combine to prohibit a mixture. So at the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach dripping with usur vinegar, the kids were having a blast watching isur drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was mashpiach and then pogame, the food's flavor, and watching dough rise from leaven of truma and chulin together. When their father said the party's over because a mouse fell into his beer, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is regarding Nosen Tum of Gum in a case where a mouse fell into some beer. Daf Samech Tes. So the similar Daf Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The chimney sweep, that must be more in Daf Samech Tes, soot. The chimney sweep, who always kept some wine on hand and was riding behind his goy worker transporting his brushes and his wine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches the laws of leaving wine with an idolater. If an Akum was transporting jugs of wine for a Jew from place to place, he might be cheskas hamishtamer. If it was in a state of supervision, it's permitted, meaning even if the Jew traveled at a distance, the Akum is afraid the Jew may appear at any moment and doesn't touch the wine. So the chimney sweep, who always kept some wine on hand and was riding behind his goy worker transporting his brushes and his wine, and his assistant, the Amma Arts, who was transporting his taros, who greeted his Amma Arts friend on the way, which reminds us, if an employer told his Amma Arts workers transporting his taro produce, go ahead and I'll follow you later, then as soon as he could not see them, they're considered tame. The Gemara explains that the cases where he was matire his workers in a mikvah, so they're not matame the foods by carrying them. The concern is that ein Amma Arts makbid al mago chavero, and Amma Arts is not particular about his friends touching the owner's taros, so he may have allowed someone he met to touch them, rendering them tame. So the chimney sweep, who always kept some wine on hand and was riding behind his goy worker, transporting his brushes and his wine, and his assistant, the Amma Arts, who was transporting his taros, who greeted his Amma Arts friend on the way, couldn't see that up ahead a goy was drinking from a yid's barrel of wine by putting a straw in the air hole, which reminds us, we don't leave wine barrels with the akum nowadays because of the air hole, a very small hole in a barrel's cover to allow the wine's aroma to escape. We're concerned that the akum may squeeze a straw through this hole and drink some of the wine. Daf Ayin. So the simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. After the eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. After the eye doctor had his patient look at a picture of a Jew's inn and try to spot the idolater found sitting among the barrels of wine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates numerous incidents in which an Akum was found alone with the Jew's wine. Once in a Jew's inn which housed barrels of wine, an Akum was found sitting among the barrels. Rav ruled im nitpas lav kagonav, if he would be seized because of it as a thief, meaning he would have no excuse for touching the Jew's wine, the wine is permitted because his fear of being caught prevents him from doing nisuch. If he would not be considered a thief for touching the wine, it's prohibited. So after the eye doctor had his patient look at a picture of a Jew's inn and try to spot the idolater found sitting among the barrels of wine, and then view a picture of a Jew standing outside the door where he kept his taharos and find the key he entrusted to an Amma Aretz, which reminds us, a Mishnah taught that if one gave his keys to an Amma Aretz, his tower items remained tower because he only entrusted him with guarding the key. Abai concluded, if one's taharos remained tower, in such a case, is it not obviously so regarding Yain Nesach as well? The Gemara infers from Abai's language that taharos are stricter than Yain Nesach. So after the eye doctor had his patient look at a picture of a Jew's inn and try to spot the idolater found sitting among the barrels of wine, and then view a picture of a Jew standing outside the door where he kept his taharos and find the key he entrusted to an Amma Aretz, he tested him by looking at a picture of a legion of soldiers entering a city during peacetime and count the open barrels of wine that became Yain Nesach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Boleshes Shenichnasa Le'ir. If a legion of soldiers entered a city, B'Shah Shalom, if it was during peacetime, the open barrels are prohibited and the sealed ones are permitted. Since it was peacetime, they had time to perform Nisach with wine from the open barrels. The sealed barrels were presumably not open since soldiers would not bother to reseal barrels. B'Shah's Milchama, however, if they came during wartime, both types of barrels are permitted, Levi She'en Panay L'Nasach, because there's no time during a war to make libations. Daf Ein Av. So the Simran Daf Ein Av is a donkey because donkeys go E-Aw. So here goes. When the man giving donkey rides, that must be on Daf Ein Av. E-Aw. When the man giving donkey rides told the goy, go and satisfy my tax to the king so I can give my donkey rides and I will pay you back. Which reminds us, Rav said it's permitted for a Jew to tell an idolater, go and satisfy the king's tax for me, which I'll reimburse. Although the Akum may pay with Yain Nesach, since he could pay with money, he's not acting as a Jew shaliach if he chooses to pay with Yain Nesach. So when the man giving donkey rides told the goy, go and satisfy my tax to the king, so I can give my donkey rides, and I'll pay you back, the goy did meshicha on some yai nesach to pay the tax, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas, whether meshicha is kona by Ovid Kochavim. So when the man giving donkey rides told the goy, go and satisfy my tax to the king, so I can give my donkey rides, and I'll pay you back, the goy did meshicha on some yai nesach to pay the tax, but then got into trouble when he stole less than a shava prutim from a yid, rendering himself Chai Misa, which reminds us, Ravina brought proof that Mashiach is Kona for Anakum from Rabbi Yochanan's ruling. Ben Noach Nerag Alpachas Meshava Pruta. A Ben Noach is executed for stealing from a Jew something worth less than a Pruta's value, and the stolen item is not subject to being returned. Although this amount is insignificant for a Jew, it's significant for a Gentile and sufficient to incur the Ben Noach's death penalty for stealing. Still, because the Jew is mocha the small loss, the Ben Noach need not return it. If Mashiach would not acquire for an Akum, why is he killed for stealing if he did not acquire the stolen item? All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss whether we go Basa Tamo or Basa Shema for determining Min Bimino? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you in a case where Yain Nesach spilled onto someone's wheat? Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread and then sell it to an Akum? That's on daf Samache. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss a case where one says to another, if I sell this field, I'll sell it to you, and then sells it to another person? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is regarding nos and tum of gum if the pot of food is missing salt or is too much salt? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss whether Nitzuk Chibur regarding Yain Nesach? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we mechokes if Nosim Tum of Gum is by Hishpiach Ubeso Pagam or by Pagam Mikara? That's on daf Samach Hes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the case where forbidden wine fell into vinegar and the wine smell changes and whether to go after the flavor or the smell to determine Min Bimino? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that wine poured with the koach of an akum only prohibits what comes out of the barrel? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn if Yain Nesach fell into grapes, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes? That's on daf Samach Hey. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss leaving tahor foods with an Amah Arts and the fact that they're not particular about their friends touching the owner's taharos? That's on daf Samach Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.